Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 673,088 views on Sunday, February 27, 2022, our article of the day is Russo-Ukrainian War. The Russo-Ukrainian War is an ongoing war primarily involving Russia and pro-Russian forces on one side, and Ukraine on the other. Conflict began in February 2014 in the wake of the Revolution of Dignity, and focused on the status of Crimea and parts of the Donbas, which are internationally recognized as part of Ukraine. The conflict included the Russian annexation of Crimea, 2014, the war in Donbas, 2014-present, naval incidents, cyber warfare, and political tensions. Russia gave military backing to the separatists in Donbas, but attempted to hide its involvement. After Russian military buildups near Ukraine's borders in 2021, Russia launched a large-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. Following the Euromaidan protests and subsequent removal of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych on February 22, 2014, pro-Russian unrest erupted in parts of Ukraine. Russian soldiers without insignia took control of strategic positions and infrastructure in the Ukrainian territory of Crimea. On 1 March, Russia's Federation Council unanimously voted to petition Russian President Vladimir Putin to use military force in Ukraine. Unmarked Russian troops seized the Crimean parliament and Russia organized a widely criticized referendum, whose outcome was for Crimea to join Russia. It then annexed Crimea. In April, demonstrations by pro-Russian groups in the Donbas region of Ukraine escalated into a war between the Ukrainian military and Russian-backed separatists of the self-declared Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. In August, unmarked Russian military vehicles crossed the border into Donetsk Oblast. The incursion was seen as responsible for the defeat of Ukrainian forces in early September. In November 2014, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, Special Monitoring Mission reported convoys of unmarked troops and heavy weaponry in the separatist-held Donbas, which the Ukrainian military said came from Russia. US monitors further stated they observed vehicles transporting ammunition under the guise of humanitarian aid convoys, and soldiers killed in action being transported back to Russia. According to the Moscow Times, Russia tried to intimidate and silence human rights workers reporting Russian soldiers' deaths in the conflict. US reported its observers were denied access to areas held by combined Russian separatist forces. In late 2015, the Russian government announced that its special forces and intelligence officers had been in the separatist-held Donbas, but insisted they were not the same as regular troops. In February 2019, 7% of Ukraine's territory was classified by the Ukrainian government as temporarily occupied territories. In 2021 and early 2022, there was a major Russian military buildup around Ukraine's borders. NATO accused Russia of planning an invasion, which it denied. Russian President Putin criticized the enlargement of NATO as a threat to his country and demanded Ukraine be barred from ever joining the military alliance. He also expressed irredentist views, claiming Ukraine was a historic mistake created by the Soviet Union. On February 21, 2022, Russia officially recognized the two self-proclaimed states in the Donbas, and sent troops to the territories. 3 days later, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Most of the international community and organizations such as Amnesty International have condemned Russia for its actions in post-revolutionary Ukraine, accusing it of breaking international law and violating Ukrainian sovereignty. Many countries implemented economic sanctions against Russia, Russian individuals or companies, especially after the 2022 invasion. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 9:58 UTC on Tuesday, March 1, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Russo-Ukrainian War. This podcast is produced by Abolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WODD Pod on Twitter. Abolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.